In Kansas on a retired doctor and former lifelong moderate Republican who's vexed conservatives during a decade in the legislature. State Senator Barbara Beaulieu represents the Kansas City area legislative district along the Missouri state line. Before switching to the Democratic Party in late 2018, Beaulieu backed GOP leaders on health care, tax cuts, and education funding. And the Kansas weather forecasters say this brand new week brings with it chances of rain. Mid-America Network News.
Make the most of summer with Ford, America's best-selling brand, during the Ford Summer Sales Event. With great offers on a huge selection of Ford SUVs and the largest selection of truck inventory to choose from. Get huge offers across the Ford lineup. So grab the family and head out. Ford's helping you make the most out of summer. It's easier now during the Ford Summer Sales Event. Based on 2019 calendar year total sales, based on AutoData compact and full-size stock inventory as of June 2020. During the Ford Summer Sales Event, get 0% financing for 72 months on F-150, only at your Midwest Ford dealers. Not all buyers will qualify for Ford credit financing. 0% APR financing for 72 months at $1,389 per month per 1,000 financed, regardless of down payment. Take new retail delivery from an authorized Ford dealer stock by 8-3-20. See dealer for qualifications and complete details.
A Sedgwick County Sheriff's deputy was arrested on suspicion of misdemeanor domestic battery. The Sedgwick County Sheriff's Office says 27-year-old Kelly Geiger was arrested Saturday after a disturbance with an inmate partner who she shares a residence with. No other details were provided. Sedgwick County Sheriff's Deputy Sergeant Lannon Thompson said Geiger has been placed on administrative leave while the incident is being investigated. Geiger has worked for the Sedgwick County Sheriff's Office for 6 years. Kansas Governor Laura Kelly tested negative for the coronavirus last week. Her result Friday came as a Republican legislative leader faced criticism from some Democrats for not telling colleagues until last week that he'd been infected and hospitalized before a public meeting last month. Fellow Republican leaders defended House Speaker Ron Reichman Jr. and accused the Democratic governor of politicizing his case. Reichman is the highest-ranking Kansas official who has been infected so far. I'm Rick Everett with your Monday Kansas News on the Mid-America Network.
Whether you've got the family van, your partner's work truck, your teen's car, or the classic convertible you only take for a spin when the weather is nice, insuring them all takes strategic planning. Blue Valley Insurance makes it easy with our multi-vehicle discount and our good student discount. You'll save time with less paperwork and save money with our multi-car discount. See Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville, and let us steer you into more savings.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News, good Monday. Police in Lincoln closed down a bowling alley this weekend for violating the city's coronavirus restrictions after the owner vowed to fight the rules requiring people to wear masks in public places. Saturday, Lincoln police enforced the local health department's order to close Madsen's Bowling and Billiards for violating restrictions related to the coronavirus outbreak. Officials have said that employees at Madsen's Bowling and Billiards weren't wearing face coverings, patrons were told that masks were optional, and people weren't far enough apart. Another state prisons worker has tested positive for COVID-19. The Nebraska Department of Correctional Services said in a news release late Thursday that the staffer works at the Diagnostic and Evaluation Center in Lincoln. The department says the staffer is self-isolating at home. The latest case brings the number of prison employees across the state to test positive for the virus to 48. Mid-America Network News.
Make the most of summer with Ford, America's best-selling brand, during the Ford Summer Sales Event. With great offers on a huge selection of Ford SUVs and the largest selection of truck inventory to choose from. Get huge offers across the Ford lineup. So grab the family and head out. Ford's helping you make the most out of summer. It's easier now during the Ford Summer Sales Event. Based on 2019 calendar year total sales, based on AutoData compact and full-size stock inventory as of June 2020. During the Ford Summer Sales Event, get 0% financing for 72 months on F-150, only at your Midwest Ford dealers. Not all buyers will qualify for Ford credit financing. 0% APR financing for 72 months at $1,389 per month per 1,000 financed, regardless of down payment. Take new retail delivery from an authorized Ford dealer stock by 8/3/20. See dealer for qualifications and complete details.
Reporting local news, I'm Ben Keller. With schools starting around the listening area soon, many parents are starting to get their kids ready for school like they never have before. Health concerns are at the top of the list. Schools have done many things to help prepare for the school year. Kids will be wearing masks, temperatures will be taken, but Tammy Stoll from the Marshall County Health Department said there are a few other things that parents can do as well.
Things that we recommend that the children do is practice good hand washing. Parents need to wash masks. You know, it doesn't have to be daily, but when they appear soiled or at least on a weekly basis, the masks need washed. Wash in water bottles, whether they're put in the dishwasher or hot soapy water. Keep your kids home if they're sick. If they act like they don't feel well, or if they're running a fever, even if they got a scratchy throat or just feeling unwell, keep them home. We can just do that and stay positive. That's one thing we really need to encourage, is everybody just keeping a positive attitude, because we're all in this together.
Stoll talked about things to do to help keep kids healthy.
Make sure that they're eating properly, staying hydrated, vitamins if they need to, but keeping their hands washed, keeping your distance from other individuals, covering coughs, just the general respiratory etiquette that is recommended, but in COVID time especially, trying to keep your distance, which is difficult for children.
Stoll also said that vaccinations are also important, and with that, Marshall County Health Department will host back-to-school immunization clinic Monday, August the 10th at the Axel Legion Community Building from 4:30 to 7, Tuesday, August 11th at the Blue Rapids Community Center from 4:30 to 7, and Thursday, August 13th at the Frankfort City Hall from 4:30 to 7. In Marysville, they are offered at the Health Department office. School vaccine requirements and additional related information are posted on their website at marshallcohealth.org. The Marshall County Area on Aging will be distributing breadbasket commodities on Friday, August 14th. If you are not already signed up, you may do so at the time of distribution, but please bring along a copy of proof of income that they can keep with your application. This distribution is only for people that qualify financially. Boxes will be handed out from their bus bay on the south side of the Helverine Center. Just drive up and a box will be handed to you. This is for one day only. No boxes can be saved for a later date. Call the Marshall County Agency on Aging if you have any questions. 785-562-5522.
On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu Tuesday, chicken pot pie casserole, biscuit, beets, peaches, and cake. Tomorrow, sloppy joe on a bun, chips, broccoli, and cauliflower salad, and pineapple.
At United Bank and Trust, we get it. Bank hours don't always fit into your schedule. With the United Bank and Trust mobile banking app, you can bank anytime, anywhere. At home, at work, or anywhere in between, you can perform convenient and secure transactions like mobile check deposit, transfer money between accounts, or see your balance instantly. Find it by searching for United Bank and Trust mobile app in your app store. Mobile banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
For nearly two decades, NextEra Energy Resources has proudly partnered with Kansas to fuel economic growth.
Today, the company is looking to continue that growth by developing the Irish Creek Wind Project in Marshall County.
Irish Creek Wind Farm represents an opportunity to harness the natural American wind resource, improve local roads and schools, and help residents provide for their families.
The project will have a positive impact on the local community by driving jobs, salaries, and business activity.
Irish Creek Wind Farm means a big investment in Marshall County and a big boost to the local economy.
To learn more about the Irish Creek Wind Project, visit www.irishcreekwind.com.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Looking at the surface map for this Monday, we do have a cold front making its way across the central and east central parts of the Midwest that will continue to push off slowly as we head over the next several days. This is going to bring on again, off again chances for some scattered showers and thunderstorms, looks like, for the next several days. Otherwise, temperature-wise, we're going to see warm temps for today, but behind that cold front, a little bit cooler as we head over the next few days. So across the area, partly to mostly sunny skies, scattered showers and thunderstorms in the upper 80s. Winds will be from the southeast. Tonight, we'll continue with scattered showers and thunderstorms, cloudy skies in the upper 60s. For tomorrow, isolated storms early, sunny skies mid-80s. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy. We'll continue with isolated storms overnight, upper 60s. For Wednesday, mostly sunny, isolated showers and thunderstorms, temperatures in the upper 80s. That's a look at your forecast. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Did you know Kansans with disabilities are nearly 3 times more likely to be victims of a crime? Are you a Kansan with a disability? Are you also a victim of crime? The Disability Crime Victims Unit may be able to provide you with free advocacy or civil legal services to respond to your disability rights needs as a crime victim. It doesn't matter how large or small the crime. It doesn't matter whether you reported this crime to anyone. If you are a person with a disability and a crime victim, contact the Disability Rights Center of Kansas to find out if their Disability Crime Victims Unit can help you. Call toll-free 877-776-1541 or go to drckansas.org. Content of this radio ad is sponsored by the Disability Rights Center of Kansas and this station. It is supported by subgrant number 18-VOCA-55, awarded through the Federal Office for Victims of Crime as administered by the Kansas Governor's Grants Program. It does not necessarily reflect the views of the Office of the Kansas Governor or the U.S. Department of Justice.
History made at the PGA Championship and a benches-clearing brawl in Oakland. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. Playing in just his second career major, Colin Morikawa is this year's PGA Championship winner after shooting a final round 13 under 65. An eagle on 16 all but clinched the victory for Morikawa, who became the sixth player to win a major before turning age 24. He calls it a dream come true.
This is what, you know, separates the good from the great, the other major titles, and to finally get one in San Francisco, where I spent pretty much my last 4 years. It's very special.
Paul Casey and Dustin Johnson tied for second at 11 under, while two-time PGA champion Brooks Koepka finished out of the top 10 after firing a final round 74. Commissioners of the Power Five conferences held an emergency meeting Sunday amid growing concerns that the upcoming college football season won't be played because of the pandemic. The Mid-American Conference became the first FBS conference to postpone the fall sports season on Saturday. This is ABC Sports. On the ice with one of the last remaining playoff spots up for grabs, the Columbus Blue Jackets stunned the hometown favorite Toronto Maple Leafs 3-0 to advance to the first round of the NHL playoffs. To baseball, the Oakland A's hot start continued.
Swung on, belted deep center field. Back on it is Straw. He is going to watch it go. That's a much better result. And a ball on the stripe.
On the A's radio network, Matt Olson's team-high 3 RBI propelled Oakland to a series sweep of the Astros, 7-2 your final. The A's 9th win in a row was overshadowed by a benches-clearing brawl in the 7th after Oakland's Ramon Laureano was hit by a pitch for the 3rd time in the series. The baseball commissioner's office is expected to hand down punishments for those involved. Cleveland pitcher Zach Plesac was sent home by the team for violating the league's COVID-19 protocols. He cannot return until he tests negative twice. This is Rich Cantu, ABC Sports.
It's that time of year again. It's back to school time. Hi, my name is Terry Harries. I'm the kindergarten teacher at Good Shepherd Lutheran School here in Marysville. If you're looking for a Christ-centered school with small class sizes, we invite you to call the school and set up an appointment to come check out our facilities. You can reach us at 562-3181. Please leave a message if no one answers and we'll get back to you as soon as we can. Or you can send us a message on Facebook. We look forward to hearing from you.
This weekend, come and join the 51st annual Baby Milo Festival. There's something for everyone. Petting zoo, pony rides, and a kitty carnival. Softball and sand volleyball tournaments. A glow run. Truck show, frog jumping, and grease pig contest. Kids bike races, helicopter rides. Of course, Milo and corn exhibits, and much, much more. So grab the family and head to Baby this weekend for the 51st annual Baby Milo Festival.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. Pork exports trend lower in June, but remain on a record pace. But it was another tough month for beef exports. June exports of U.S. pork fell below year-ago levels for the first time this year, but exports are remaining on a record pace, according to data by USDA and compiled by the U.S. Meat Export Federation. Beef exports down sharply from a year ago in June, reflecting lingering impact of a temporary slowdown in beef production, combined with restrictions on food service and a weakened economy in major import markets. June pork, a total of 207,181 metric tons, down 3% from a year ago. Export value did fall 9%, but exports continue to trend higher than a year ago to China and Hong Kong, were the lowest since October. Exports also increased year over year in the Caribbean, Honduras, Taiwan, and other Asian regions. June beef exports were close to the May lows, down 33% from a year ago at 79,013 metric tons. With value falling 32%, exports were below year-ago levels in most markets, but did trend higher to Canada. Environmental groups say the EPA should not renew over-the-top dicamba use without further independent research. A new report out for the National Wildlife Federation and some others suggests dicamba herbicide pose serious threats to wild plants and the wildlife that depends on them. The report says the EPA should not renew over-the-top product registration unless and until independent research shows that the certainty that dicamba formulations will not cause off-target injury to crops and wild plants, including from vapor drift. The group say there's mounting evidence suggesting that current dicamba products and uses are causing unreasonable adverse effects on the environment, even when used as specified on the label. That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Hello and good Monday morning. I'm Sam Speck with your latest agricultural news here on the Mid-America Ag Network, as well as your latest 2020 Summer Harvest Update. Summer Harvest Updates here through the Mid-America Ag Network are brought to you by Midwest Ford Dealers, Abilene Machine, Syngenta AgriProceed, and U.S. Custom Harvesters. We'll look at the latest crop progress report that was just released at a few states at a time as the 2020 hard red winter wheat harvest is progressing through South Dakota right now at about 80% complete, Montana near 50% complete, Idaho 33, Oregon 61, and Washington up there in the far northwest at 38%. The momentum should continue with favorable conditions expected right now. The wheat data of the 354 samples collected, 335 are in testing as of right now. Good overall test weight and the 1,000 kernel weight did not change. Protein increased once again to 12%. We'll look at this week in comparison to last week. The moisture content right now at 10.4% in comparison to the 11.1% tested last week. The protein again goes up to 12% in comparison to 11.9% of last week. We'll look at the test weights again coming in at 80.6. The foreign material still at 0.2% and the damage still very limited at 0.2%. We'll look now at the weather as most areas have not been harvested. They do expect hot and generally dry conditions coming up in the next week, which certainly will help things favorable along and move forward quickly. As the crop conditions right now, early reports from Montana indicating a impressive crop with high test weights, protein, and yields. However, up at the far northwest, Washington and Oregon, Idaho, they're also reporting sound crops as well with above average yields. In comparison to the five-year average, the moisture levels are certainly higher, but the protein right now as well as the test weights are a bit lower. Sam Speck with your latest harvest update as well as all market updates here on the Mid-America Ag Network.
Augusta Flight Center wants to thank our students and pilots for making this year a record breaker. Our 2020 flight hours are up over 150% from 2019, and we've also created 24 new pilots and celebrated 14 first solo flights, along with innumerable discovery flights. For more information on all flight training, including our popular and economical private pilot packages, aircraft rentals, and checkouts or discovery flights, visit our website at iflyaugusta.com or call Augusta Flight Center at 316-733-4080.
From start to finish, Polansky Pure Certified Wheat Seed means more profit in your pocket. From providing the best varieties, walking fields for purity, followed by a six-step cleaning process unparalleled in the Central Plains. 7 to 10 years to develop a new leading variety, another 5 to test, purify, and increase seed quantities. Polansky Seed prides itself to bring you the best varieties and the cleanest, high-quality certified wheat seed. Put more money in your pocket with Polansky Pure Certified Wheat Seed. Polansky Seed, powered by Generations Farming for the Future.
It's time again for Farming America. I'm Steve Alexander with information about the world's most important industry, which is agriculture. And important to agriculture, to life, is water. More about that after this.
Orion here. And if you are looking to increase your profit per acre, and who isn't these days, then I urge you to check out Flora. FLURA has cultivated premium genetic hemp strains from a company of innovators, farmers, and researchers that deliver the highest quality seeds and the infrastructure you need to support your farming operation. Call Jeffrey at 312-206-1864. Check out flora.com.
Let's spend a few minutes talking about water. Some areas of the country have enough, more than enough. Others don't. One estimate from the U.S. Water Alliance says 1.6 million people do not have running water or indoor plumbing. That's in the United States. Worldwide, that number is about 2 billion. And when it comes to agriculture, American farmers are either raising crops on land where there's enough rainfall to do so, or where water comes in by rivers and canals, or it is pumped out of the ground. Many wells have gone dry as aquifers shrink, making what our Chicago-based gardening guru Jim Fizell is talking about today even more important. Don't waste water.
You know, we've had a little bit of rain this week. I had about 1.75 inches, which we really needed. It was dry. The day after that, Jane and I were out doing our normal walking. And what do you think we found? People watering their lawn after we've had that much rain. And I thought we better talk about water a little bit. You know, we're blessed to have abundant water in this part of the country. Tap water here in the city of Chicago and surrounding suburbs, courtesy of Lake Michigan. We don't even stop to think about the fact that we're really honored to be able to do that. Now, we have some folks out in the upstate or downstate part of Illinois who aren't quite as fortunate. They're on wells, and there are times of year when they worry about the depth of those wells. In fact, we have friends that are on a well that when things get really dry, they go out and measure how far their water level has dropped in their well. Sometimes there have been people, I remember in 1988, where people actually went out and got bottled water to drink because there wasn't enough water in the well to worry about it, and they wanted to save that for things like taking a bath. Now, if you've ever lived in an area where there isn't water, or where water is so short of supply that you turn the tap on and no water comes out, I've been there, so I know what it's like. And how valuable is water in those areas? Well, when I lived out there in the West, the state decided that there was so much interference with people's water rights that we all had to reapply for our water rights. We had 10 acres of greenhouse, takes a lot of water. We had to buy water from Left Hand Canyon Water Company. We had a well that pumped into the big tanks. We also captured drainage water from an irrigation ditch that ran near our property. And believe it or not, we were glad to get the water that seeped out of that thing into our property, and we captured it and put it in the water tank, too. Now, of course, we couldn't drink that water, so we had to buy drinking water.
More Water Talk with Jim Fizell tomorrow. Back after this.
Portland, New York, San Francisco. These sanctuary cities defy federal law and give safe harbor to illegal immigrant criminals. Congressman Roger Marshall and Senator Jerry Moran have been fighting to secure our border and enforce America's immigration laws. Congressman Marshall and Senator Moran, they have voted to crack down on liberal sanctuary cities and take federal money away from these havens for dangerous criminals. Call Congressman Marshall at 785-829-9000 and Senator Moran at 316-269-9257. Urge them to support H.R. 3000 and S-1644, the Stop Dangerous Sanctuary Cities Act. Cut federal funds. Turn up the heat on sanctuary cities. Stop giving dangerous illegal immigrant criminals a place to hide right here in America. And keep fighting illegal immigration. Paid for by One Nation, www.onenationamerica.org.
Farming America is a presentation of the Nextar Media Group. I'm Steve Alexander.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports, good Monday. Hunter Dozier hit a two-run single in his first at-bat since testing positive for COVID-19. Prized prospect Brady Singer earned his major league win, and the Kansas City Royals swept the Minnesota Twins 4-2. The Royals won their fourth in a row overall yesterday. The Twins lost all three at Kauffman Stadium and have dropped four straight. Dozier, who hit 26 home runs last year and tied for the big league lead with 10 triples, hadn't played this season while recovering from the virus. He quickly delivered, putting the Royals ahead 2-0 in the first inning. Up next for the Royals, they'll take on the Cincinnati Reds. First pitch tomorrow evening is at 5:40. This fall, D2 athletes won't play for national titles. The NCAA President's Council made that decision last Wednesday to cancel championships for all fall sports in Division II amid the coronavirus pandemic. Mid-America Network Sports.
Make the most of summer with Ford, America's best-selling brand, during the Ford Summer Sales Event. With great offers on a huge selection of Ford SUVs and the largest selection of truck inventory to choose from. Get huge offers across the Ford lineup. So grab the family and head out. Ford's helping you make the most out of summer. It's easier now during the Ford Summer Sales Event. Based on 2019 calendar year total sales, based on AutoData compact and full-size stock inventory as of June 2020. During the Ford Summer Sales Event, get 0% financing for 72 months on F-150, only at your Midwest Ford dealers. Not all buyers will qualify for Ford credit financing. 0% APR financing for 72 months at $1,389 per month per 1,000 financed, regardless of down payment. Take new retail delivery from an authorized Ford dealer stock by 8/3/20. See dealer for qualifications and complete details.
A former Los Angeles Angels employee is charged in last year's death of Angels pitcher Tyler Skaggs. Correspondent Clayton Neville says Skaggs died of an alleged drug overdose during a team road trip to Texas.
Former L.A. Angels communications director Eric Kay charged with conspiracy to distribute fentanyl. U.S. Attorney Aaron Neely Cox with the Northern District of Texas says a series of pills were found in Tyler Skaggs' hotel room after he died. After an investigation with local police and the DEA, Kay was linked to the drugs. He's now accused of giving them to Skaggs ahead of the pitcher's death. Cox attributing Skaggs' death directly to the lace pills.
But for the fentanyl, Mr. Skaggs would be alive today.
A drug, she says, is behind the death of others.
Fentanyl and its analogs killed more than 30,000 Americans last year, 10% more than in the year prior. This devastation caused by this deadly scourge has swept across the country and landed in all of our backyard.
I'm Clayton Neville.
Mid-America Network Sports.
There's a heavenly fireworks display on tap this week. We will share some viewing tips for one of the year's most prolific meteor showers on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The voice of agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Monday, August 10th, the 223rd day of the year. Socialite Kylie Jenner celebrates a birthday, and it's statehood day for Missouri. The Show Me State joined the Union on this day 199 years ago. One of the year's best meteor showers takes place over the next few evenings. The Perseid shower can produce over 50 shooting stars per hour, but the timing this year is a bit of a toss-up. The pre-dawn hours are typically prime time, but a quarter moon may dim the view. You might steal a peek in the late evening before moonrise. And here's an expert meteor viewing tip. Keep your smartphone in your pocket. It takes several minutes for your eyes to adjust to the dark sky. Glancing at a bright screen disrupts that process. So keep your eyes on the sky, not your phone. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. For today, partly to mostly sunny skies, scattered showers and thunderstorms, upper 80s. Winds will be from the southeast between 5 and 10. Tonight, we'll continue with scattered showers and thunderstorms, upper 60s. Winds will be from the northeast between 5 and 10. For tomorrow, isolated storms early, then sunny skies, mid-80s. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy, isolated storms overnight in the upper 60s. Right now, it's 77.
Good morning from Beatrice, 77 Livestock. Dennis Henrich's reporting on our sale today. Folks, we've got a nice sale today, and let's get after it. In the markets on the close on Friday, 103 on the cash, a 163 on the carcass. Certainly nice numbers to be hearing. And if you watch the feeder cattle market, that's working up also. So there is some good news in the cattleman's industry. We'll get started at 10 o'clock here today. At 12 o'clock noon, we will get into the hay department. In the small square alfalfas, there's 224. In the grass, there is 79 square bales. In the big round bales, they're all net wrapped. The round alfalfa, there's 23rd cutting that weighs 1650. There is 22 round prairie. And also, there is 8 round brome alfalfa mix, and they weigh 1600. And the round alfalfa weighs 1650. So that will be at 12 o'clock noon. In the cattle here today, first of all, we'd like to mention that we will be closed on August 17th. Our next sale will be August 24th. In the cattle today, we've got three black and black baldy families. They got second; they are second and third calvers. They've got 140-pound black white face calves at side, and they're the Kreifels families out of Nebraska City. Mark Jurgens out of Adams has 69 black and red steer and heifer yearlings coming off grass at 750 to 800. 15 black yearlings out of Holmesville, the Hacker cattle, certainly off grass. They're going to weigh 900. Friedley calves out of Pawnee City, 35 black steer and heifers are going to have April weaning back. They're going to weigh 5 1/4, 7 1/4. Linder out of Blue Springs has 8 black steer and heifers. They've got 6 to 700 pounds. The Roth yearlings out of Dorchester, there's 20 black steer and heifers coming off the grass at 8 to 950. The Bowling cattle, a beautiful set of steers, guys, 25 head. They're going to be black and black baldies. They're coming off the grass at 8 to 900. There's 10 black yearlings weighing 7 to 900 out of Pickerel, the Schuster cattle. There's 10 black and red heifers yearlings weighing 7 to 8, also Schuster cattle. There's 12 head of black steer and heifers coming out of Fairbury weighing 6 to 800. That's the Zimmerman cattle. Wortley cattle out of Burr, there's 16 black. They're bulls and heifers. They're going to weigh 7 to 9. And there's another 10 head from DeVern Hagemeyer. They're going to be Red Angus steer and heifers. They're going to weigh that 5 to 6 with a 120-day wean. So a nice run of calves here today, folks. So certainly.